Hello, hello. I feel like I've been missing from the internet this past week or two. I have just been in the garden. That's really it. Every single day I'm out there. We are planting new things. We are digging out more grass. And it's taking a lot. And I think that today might have been the final straw where I pushed myself a little too hard. It's not a final straw. Who am I kidding? I'm going to be out there tomorrow, probably planting more. And I have one last set of, I'm going to do dahlias that I need to seed start that I should have started like a week or two ago. But that's okay. I'm going to start them inside anyway and see what happens. I'm not sure. We will see. I definitely want to do an episode all about seed starting. If anybody feels like they are an expert in this matter, let me know, because over in our Facebook group, it seems like a common problem that we are all having that seed starting is really hard. And I've talked to several seasoned gardeners in my life that grow excellent gardens outside but still do not do indoor seed starting because they just can't get it right. It's very tricky. I do think that I have some things that are working out that I'm excited about, and definitely a lot of them failed. But to me, it's fun, and it's also still cheaper than buying plants at the store. Because let me tell you, I've also been doing that, and oh my goodness. So today, I do want to talk about six things on Amazon that I have been loving for my garden this year. Disclaimer here. I do want to say always, always, always shop your local nursery, but if you're starting a new garden like me, you can't always afford your local nursery for things.
Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise.
So I really like my nursery that's local for perennials. They have excellent choices. They're really knowledgeable about what's native to my area or what's going to do well in my area. Like, guys, the big box stores, Lowe's and Home Depot, love them both, but they sometimes have plants that don't actually do well in your area, and they will sell them to you, and they don't care, and they might not know, like the workers might not know. So always be careful about that, for sure. And I've definitely tried to plant things in my areas before that shouldn't grow there, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, but anyway, I want to talk about some things that I find to be cheaper on Amazon that I have been loving this year. The first one I actually haven't used yet, but now that I've seen my garden space, I know I'm going to be using. And that is a 10-pack of grow bags. So they're black, which I like because they're nice and just sleek and can kind of disappear because my garden, I'm mixing aesthetics as well as function, so I'm really going for the cottage garden style. Everything is asymmetrical. There's nothing is perfect on purpose, and I'm doing so much layering. But I found that there's going to be some things that I want to grow, mainly peppers, that I don't have a spot for in the ground. So I will definitely be using this 10-pack of grow bags. It's like less than $30. So good. Such a good deal. You cannot buy pots for cheaper than that. I've also bought a lot of beautiful pots this year. I need to stop. This is a problem. Am I the only one that's having a problem with this? I can't stop. It's got to not just be me. Okay. Number two. It's kind of three things mixed in one, but our frost sheets as well as cover bags, which can go like right over a bush, which was so much easier than the sheets, and clips. I was not going to get the clips and I was just going to like put frost cover on everything. But let me tell you, the clips clip right to the side of my garden beds. It made it so easy. The past week I had to cover like every single night and it took me 5 minutes to cover everything and uncover everything. Once I kind of had my process down and I cut everything to size. I'm hoping that we don't have to do that again this year, but I live in Ohio, so it's very possible that it will happen again. But these clips, I feel like, are super multi-purpose. So if you need shade cloth for anything, you can clip it on there, a tarp down. Like, these utility clips, I am loving them. And just so you know, I'm actually going to be linking an Amazon storefront in the show notes with links to all of these products so you know exactly what I'm talking about. All right, next are my garden beds themselves. So in the past, I had built a cedar bed and it actually got termites. It was in Alabama. There's termites everywhere. But I didn't even, am I stupid? I did not even know that cedar could get termites, but they did. It did. And I have a lot of wood in my backyard already, which I love, absolutely. The kids have like a cedar thing and a cedar sandbox, like a cedar play jungle gym thing. And we have a sandbox. And then we're looking at maybe getting a cedar shed in the future. Not this year, especially if I can't control myself in the garden. But the galvanized beds, I feel like it adds in another material. And I went for like the ivory color, which I feel like we'll kind of just peep through once everything is growing in. It won't show a ton. But I thought that I just really like the idea of mixing different materials with the wood and the stone and the metal. I just think that that all kind of adds to the eclectic, cozy cottage feel that I'm going for. And these are really not too expensive. If you bought, there was like a pack of two, probably cheaper than you can make raised beds for. They're much smaller, that's for sure. So if you have a huge area and you want huge garden beds, these are not the way to go. But if you're just looking for a couple small beds, I really like the galvanized ones. All right, next is my new trellis. I didn't think I would love it because I ended up going a little bit cheaper route on this, but I love it. It's black, which I'm trying to like, our fence is black, so I kind of, the things that I don't particularly think are the prettiest, I'm just like wanting to blend in until you can't really see them, especially when the plants are on them and everything. This one is tall and skinny. It's 6 foot by 6 foot, but it's only like 2 feet in between. They had an option of one that you could actually walk through, but that didn't work with the area that I'm going for this year. But it ended up being super sturdy for how, you know, inexpensive it was. And I know that you can build them, and I've seen a lot of people build them, but we are running on limited time this year for a couple different reasons. And this we built in, 30 minutes or so. It was perfect. That's what I needed this year. I needed easy and fairly inexpensive. But I was impressed with the quality of this. So I will link that as well. And I have two more. So the next is a push mower. I have the Great Northern push mower for my lawn. And yes, we do have a regular lawnmower, and it's great. It's fine. I will use it. I know how to use it. I'm usually the one that mows the lawn just because my husband works long hours, and it's easier if I just mow the lawn during the day. But because my kids are always running around, my 2- and 4-year-old, sometimes I get nervous to mow the lawn and while they're running around me. It doesn't feel safe. I can't hear them. That could just be my anxiety. I'm not like super safety paranoid mom or anything, but the mower does scare me because I can't hear. And it also, if I decide to mow during nap time, the mower will wake up the child. So having a push mower is so nice. I can do it in my sandals. You're probably not supposed to do that, but I do it in my sandals and it's super easy to push. I do feel like every once in a while you need to use the regular mower on the lawn, or it still doesn't look quite as nice if you're into that kind of thing. I know some people don't care at all. I care like a little bit. I don't know. everyone around me has really nice lawns, so it would look a little not great if we didn't. I don't know. It's hard to say. I like to let some things go wild. I'm like an in-betweener. I don't know. But having a push mower has been so nice just to not feel like you're going to mow over your children. And last but not least, my green stock. You can definitely buy these from the green stock website as well. They're the same price, I think. So I guess it just depends how fast you want it. But green stock has been amazing. I was so shocked by how well my strawberries have done. And I have really found that I'm running out of space. So I'm definitely going to be looking at more green stocks in the future. I'm 100% running out of space in my quarter acre yard. Well, quarter acre is the whole property, so that includes my house. So it's less than a quarter acre of a yard. And I have 25 strawberry plants in there right now. And my raised beds don't even hold 25 plants. So it's kind of amazing. And I like the way they look. I'm not normally a plastic person. I just heard recently on an interior design podcast about honest materials. That's what they called it. And just how it makes you feel if you're in a room where they're all real honest materials, meaning like wood or stone or metal, just not having, they were talking about flooring, so faux flooring. But there really is something to that. And I've gotten rid of a lot of the visual plastic in my everyday life. Guys, this is a totally non-related tip, but my favorite thing that I've done is I got rid of all of my plastic laundry baskets, and I just have baskets that I've thrifted, meant like a bunch of them. And they're huge baskets, and it makes me not feel so bad if I have a laundry basket laying around. I don't know what it is, but seeing the plastic made me like physically angry. And so I know it's like, that's crazy. I know. But having the baskets is so nice. And like, I truly don't even mind if there's one just sitting out because it just looks quaint. I'm like, oh, she's doing the laundry. So nice. So side note there, but the green stock plastic for some reason doesn't bother me. Do I wish that it was metal? That would be amazing. Green stock. Can you come out with a galvanized one? That would be super cool. I don't know if it would work the same. I don't know the science behind it. But anyway, been loving that. Absolutely looking to buy more in my future. So like I said, I will link all of these things for you. And I will also go ahead and link it over in our Facebook group. So that way it's really easy to find. I know it can sometimes be so hard to find things on show notes. It's like I have to like click through four times before I find the show notes sometimes. So it'll be there. My Amazon storefront's also always in my Instagram bio. So if you're following me there, that's probably the easiest thing to do. So this was a short and sweet episode, but these are absolutely things that I've been loving in my garden. If you have anything to share that you've been loving, then come on over and share some links with us in the Facebook group. I have a problem and I need to stop, but I can't stop. So come share links with me. All right, friends, until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.